But you know, we've been talking about Jesus' call. He says, come, follow me. And when I read in John, the third chapter, about Nicodemus, I start thinking about how his call was a little bit different when he talked to Nicodemus, but in essence, it was the same call that he gave to everybody else. So let's read John 3. We'll read the entirety of that discussion that Jesus has with Nicodemus. We get to verse 16, and you'll recognize that immediately. That's probably one of the most recognizable verses in all of the Bible. But I want to read the entirety of the context. Verse 1 starts out and says, there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council, or the Sanhedrin. He came to Jesus at night. He said, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who's come from God. No one could perform the signs that you're doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they're born again. How can someone be born when they're old? Nicodemus said. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they're born of water and of the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh. The Spirit gives birth to spirit. You shouldn't be surprised at the saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you can't tell where it comes from, where it's going. So is everyone born of the Spirit. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You're Israel's teacher, said Jesus. And do you not understand these things? Verily, I tell you. We speak of what we know. We testify to what we've seen. But still, you people don't accept our testimony. I've spoken to you earthly things, and you do not believe. How will you believe if I speak to you of heavenly things? No one's ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. We talked about that. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. Whosoever lives by the truth comes into the light, that they may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Jordan, or Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them baptized. Just who is this guy, Nicodemus, that has this amazing conversation with Jesus? Well, he's a well-versed Jewish teacher. He is a member of the Sanhedrin, the ruling council of the Jews. I guess you could compare it to something like our Supreme Court. These are the people that know what the law says. He's a Pharisee. Now, not only does he know what the Old Testament said, but because he's a Pharisee, he is extremely observant. He's not one of these people that's just a once in a while Jew. This is a Jew of the Jews. And he's a well-versed teacher. And it's because of that, perhaps, he seeks out Jesus. Not like some people did, who just wanted to trap Jesus and find a way to ensnare him in his own words so that they could say, well, Jesus is just a liar. No, this man came, he's a seeker. Jesus' teachings and miracles were discussed throughout Judea. You know, at one point somebody made the observation, are you not from here? Have you not heard about Jesus? He didn't do things in a corner. He did things in the open. And everybody knew about it. And Nicodemus vouches that they're not counterfeit things. They're not fictitious. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, everybody knew that he raised Lazarus from the dead. So Nicodemus, when he says, nobody can do the things that you do except he came from God, is giving, in a sense, a backhanded voucher for what Jesus has been doing. Now, many of the Pharisees were not like Nicodemus. Many of the Pharisees only tried to trap Jesus. They didn't really want to listen to him, but that's not Nicodemus. This is an honest man who comes to Jesus and he wants to know about Jesus. Unlike some seekers who came to Jesus because their life was in a shambles, this wasn't a man whose life had fallen apart around his ears. A lot of the people that came to Jesus were in fact coming to him because they had made such a mess of their life and they knew that they couldn't fix it on their own. They came to Jesus because he offered hope to people who had so mangled their existence that they needed a lot of help. You know, I've often thought about the folks that followed Jesus. For the most part, if you saw Jesus coming down the street with those people that were following him, he would have been followed by prostitutes, people who were tax collectors, the lowest of the low, the liars, the cheats. I have a feeling that if you saw Jesus and his group coming down the road, you'd grab your hand, the hand of your child a little bit tighter, and you'd cross to the other side of the street and say, don't look. But that wasn't what Nicodemus was. Seems to me that there are two reasons to come to Jesus. That reason, you've made a mess of your life and you need Jesus to help straighten it out. And then people that come to Jesus just because they're devoted to truth. Did you see how many times Jesus used that word truth in his conversation with Nicodemus? Some people are just devoted to truth. Now, some people aren't, but some people really are. They're devoted to truth. This man that's on the screen in front of you is a cold case detective who was formerly an atheist. And this is what he said. I'm not a Christian, because it works for me. I had a life prior to Christianity that seemed to be working just fine. My life as a Christian, on the other hand, hasn't always been easy. I'm a Christian because it's true. Let that sink in for a minute. I'm a Christian because it's true. I'm a Christian because I want to live in a way that reflects the truth. I'm a Christian because my high regard for the truth leaves me no alternative. I think that's what Nicodemus was. He was a man that was devoted to true things. And when he saw Jesus, he knew this man speaks true things. No deception. This man speaks true things. I was reflecting on some of the great speeches that have been made in our country, and I was thinking about Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, FDR's speech to Congress asking them to declare war on December the 8th. He said on December the 7th, a day that will live in infamy, the United States was brutally attacked by the Empire of Japan. And people responded to that. They responded to it because it was true. There wasn't any great oration. It's really a pretty simple speech. Just like Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, 142 words. The guy that spoke before Lincoln went on for 4 hours. It took Lincoln 8 minutes. And people just knew that what he was saying was true. Some people are like that. Now, Jesus called Nicodemus was distinct. But it was like he was calling, or it was similar to the call that he was giving everyone else. Be born again of water and the Spirit. Clearly, Jesus is telling Nicodemus to follow him by being baptized. That's what it takes. Nicodemus didn't recoil at that. Nicodemus just knew this is true. Now, what happened? Did Nicodemus come to Jesus and say, you know, Jesus, you're a king and you understand all things, and I'm also involved in the political processes here in Jerusalem, and I'm worried about the impact that you're going to have on the Romans and how they're going to view us? And Nicodemus didn't do any of that. Now, Nicodemus was a politician, but he didn't ask that. He discussed his soul. I think Nicodemus did that because Nicodemus wanted what was true about his soul. What happened after that night? I don't know for sure if Nicodemus decided to be baptized. Record doesn't say. I conclude that he did. And the reasons that I conclude that he did are based on what's said about Nicodemus in John 7, verse 1 through 52, and John 19, verses 38 through 40. I think he became a follower. I know that it involved great personal cost to him. Because at that time, the Pharisees wanted to kill Jesus. He wasn't afraid of the Jewish leadership. John, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 52, records the conversation that they had in the Sanhedrin about what they were going to do with Jesus. See, they had to confront the fact that he was attracting a lot of people to him. Nicodemus stood up and defended him. Not with great oration. Nicodemus just said, he's speaking truth. And if we're devoted to truth, then we'll listen to him. If you're not devoted to truth, you're not going to listen to him. In fact, he'll turn you off. You won't want to come, as Jesus says, into the light. Because the light reveals what you really are. And if your life is based on deception, you'll stay as far away from the light as you can. John, the 19th chapter, after Jesus has been crucified, Nicodemus was there to help Joseph of Arimathea with burial arrangements for Jesus. You know, the record says, it just kind of says in passing, he brought about 75 pounds of spices to prepare the body. This was way more than what was the minimum requirement to prepare the body. This is the way that you would prepare a king for burial. Well, we've seen that. You know, you have seen the tomb of Tutankhamun. Not every Egyptian got that kind of burial. They all were prepared for burial, but only the kings got that kind of treatment. And that's what Nicodemus brought so they could prepare Jesus' body for burial. Even after he'd been crucified like a common criminal. Now, why did he do that? That charge that Jesus was just a common criminal, that wasn't true. And everybody knew it wasn't true. If you're here today and you're impressed with the truth that Jesus brings, if you don't want to continue to live your life in deception, if you're willing to come close to Jesus and let his light shine, we want to help you. You can be born of water and of the Spirit. You can see the kingdom of God. That's Jesus' call. It's as real today as it ever was.